Welcome to the Particularly Packers podcast. Listen in as Bob Dog travels around the football universe in hopes of understanding the madness that we love about the league, particularly the Green Bay Packers. The journey begins now. Go Pack Go.
Go Pack Go, baby. What's up, everybody? Bob Dog checking in with you once again, Particularly Packers podcast. Oh, man, what a week, what a week, what a week. I don't think I've checked in with y'all since the Green Bay game, since they've lost to Minnesota. That is all due to technical issues. I'm still trying to understand what the hell is going on with not just NFL Pass. I think it is NFL Pass, but basically my NFL.com website. It just doesn't comply. Every other articles, like all the pictures and videos, they all show up, but all the scores at the top is just completely gray. I don't know if that's for everybody, but whenever I click on Game Pass, it just like starts on a loading screen, and then it'll come up and it'll just show a list of the teams. Like, nothing's loaded, no content's being loaded. It's only with my NFL Game Pass. No other, you know, website on there. I use my computer all the time. Nothing else is messing up, just Game Pass for some strange reason. I really wanted it to come through. I was just giving it time. Like, it'll play so I can go through, dissect the tape. I wasn't able to do it. I pay a lot of money, not a lot of money, but I pay money for it. You know what I mean? I pay money to use a stupid thing, and it's just failed. It's failed just like my damn fantasy team did last week. Definitely with Lamar Jackson going out due to sickness last moment, you know, being called off. I had to throw in Trevor Lawrence. Trevor Lawrence laid a goose egg, but he got more points than Patrick Mahomes did because Patrick Mahomes has been boo-boo. So I took another L, definitely needed it last week. Man, that one hurt. Now Patrick Mahomes is on a bye. I get to slide in Lamar Jackson because he's, you know, off the injury report, no more sickness. And I slide Big Ben into the mix. Is Big Ben going to mix it up? Who knows, man? Everybody knows Big Ben. He'll give you 30 points one week and 3 points the next. I'm hoping. I really need the win just to even have hope for the playoffs at this point. One more loss and it's over. It's a wrap. But if I catch a bunch of L's and if I catch back-to-back W's, I'm in the mix. I need a couple people to catch some L's, but it's all right. I still got hope. I got hope in that one. Definitely a hard week, a real hard week last week. I did leave one player on the bench. Oh, I left Knox on the bench this week. So this week I'm already starting behind. I had to start Darren Waller. Knox, I left him on the bench. Darren Waller, oh, man, he got injured. He went out. He got me 5.3 points. Well, Knox over there, he put up 18 for my bench. I didn't start Singletary. There was no reason to. He put up 5.8. But I did start Swift, and he put up a whopping 3.9 because he got injured and he went out of the game. So I'm at 25% chance. I'm going against the number one player in the league. He's definitely probably going to mollywop me, but it's all right because at least I have a 25% chance. That's better than nothing. I had a hard week. He played David Montgomery. He didn't put up too much. He just put up 10 points, so he got me by 7 there. He played Zerline, who definitely missed an extra point and missed a field goal. He put up 6 points, so maybe I can, you know, catch up a couple there. So not too bad overall. I definitely wish I would have played Knox instead, but it could have been worse. So we'll see going into the week. I'm going to need some huge plays that probably won't happen, but we'll see. We'll see. Maybe that one goes down as an L. I've taken a couple in my life, and I'll definitely take a lot more. So, oh, man, fantasy football is not the place to talk, especially with A.J. Brown out of the conversation due to injury. So I had to take him out as well. That slid Rashad Bateman into that spot. So hopefully Lamar and Bateman hook up. Hopefully they can get some, you know, nice connections. I'm also playing Robinson again from Jacksonville. So hopefully he can find a rushing touchdown again. I need him to put up some serious points. He has a chance. Well, you never know. Oh, let's go back to these Packers, man. I'm going to go ahead and start off with what I've been trying to avoid is Elgton Jenkins. Man. I feel bad for you, brother. Definitely everybody, you know, best of wishes for that man right there, for you, your family, everybody involved. We thank you for your service to the Packers organization. Go Pack Go, and just everything you've done, man. You've been a cornerstone in, you know, in our building of this team, and just appreciate everything that, you know, you're doing. Oh, man. Let's see what else we got going on. Before I get to, I'll definitely loop back into that. Sorry, I had a DM about the poker tournament that I got going on later today for NFTs. If you're curious, check out the Nipple Whiskers podcast. Check it out on social media. It's going down here in a couple hours, so you don't have much time. Oh man, about a $200 NFT. You know, however much you sell it for is up to you. You can definitely hold on to it. Maybe it becomes more, maybe it becomes less. Who knows? But check that out. All right, before I get too far into anything else, let's just go back to the game, and I'm going to tell you guys exactly why we lost that game. Well, at least why we didn't really have a chance to win that game. And it boils down to one thing. And there's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. This is just bullshit on just the organization's part that it's still continuing like this, and it's special teams. This special teams is ridiculous. We were a field goal away. We missed that field goal. It was just a disaster week after. We're going on like 6 weeks now. Consecutive disasters. What else do we need to do at this point? There was some crazy decisions at the time. Nobody really understood exactly what was going on, and right now we're paying the price. And when it comes down to that, it's just J.K. Scott. I remember when we cut him at the end of training camp, we didn't have this holder, you know, issue. We didn't have this field goals are missing because the laces aren't forward, and it's a long snapper, it's a holder, it's, you know, the kicker. There was not this issue, but at the same time, you can't overlook Crosby just because he's gone through a funk before. Definitely he's gone through his own funk, so it's not saying that it's not any of his fault and that he's not just funking. But at the same time, when you look at the mechanics of how it's going, it's just sloppy, it's bad. The laces are not pointed forward, as reporters typically point out. Not reporters, but the announcers during the game. And it's just a bad look. I don't know exactly why we cut JK. I do, though. His performance was very hit or miss. I do think it's been a substantial upgrade by going to Borquez. And I think that he is an improvement. My issue is with this field goal situation. I think that it should be very clear. And I think that it's, you know, in the past, I've seen it multiple times. Not so much recently, but I can't tell you why. There probably is a reason. If Borquez isn't working out, Jordan Love's sitting over there doing nothing. Teach Jordan Love how to hold that damn ball. Get him in the game. At least then if something goes wrong or you decide to throw a two-pointer out of it, you can at least, one, he's getting in the game. He's getting some snaps. He's getting the feel. And two, man, if something goes wrong, he'd take the ball and go. Because right now the Borquez situation is not working. I'm not sure if it was something that he's unfamiliar with or hasn't done in the past or what's going on. I know that we replaced the long snapper not too long ago. Just a couple weeks ago, this is not working. And if Borquez isn't going to be the solution, I'm just going to say that because he was one of the new pieces, but the long snapper is also a new piece now. And then we have Mason Crosby in the back. He's hit or miss. I mean, he's typically pretty good. We love Mason Crosby. Go Pack Go. Big shout out Crosby, man. We love you over here. But we all know there was a year where I was asking for him to be fucking ran out of the building. Packer fans, y'all remember that year Mike McCarthy was like, we got him. We got him. He's got us. And he's, you know, he's held solid ever since. Man, this is ridiculous. This is ridiculous what's going on special teams. I mean, this is a disaster. We definitely the laughing stock of the NFL. I know that we had 0 return yards to Minnesota's 28 return yards. It doesn't seem like much, but it's just, that's just a statistic that stands out when you look at our special teams. It's a constant disaster week after week, and this week it cost us again. That's all it comes down to. We definitely should have had another 3 points. It was like a 35-yarder or something, 38, something like that. And this all falls down. I mean, it's Maurice Drayton, our special teams coach. This ain't working. I listen to the dude in his interviews. I love everything that the guy says. He says everything right. He says everything. I like everything about him. I think he has a good personality. It's just the results aren't there. If this was anybody else's job at this point, you're going to replace him. I've even heard reporters talking about replacing Mason Crosby. But I think at this point, everybody in this thing has been switched. Somebody needs to make a personnel switch at some place. If it's not going to be Borquez and just training somebody else to do that job, because it doesn't have to be the punter's job. It does not. I don't know why the NFL is making it, or not the NFL, but why teams are making it that way. the punters don't have the best hands. Punter, he's got kicks. He can spin the ball when he's going to drop it on his foot, but a punter's there to kick. You're asking him to use his hand coordination, hand-eye coordination, as opposed to, like, his feet. I mean, I do know the hands go a lot in the drop of the ball and everything. You don't have to get all technical on me, punters. I do understand because I did try, and it is hard. It is hard. Kicking field goals is not easy. It is two completely different ball games. I definitely thought I could kick a field goal until I tried to kick a field goal. I'm going to blame it on my cleats because I didn't have kicker cleats, but I'm sure that does make a difference now because I've done golfing, and I know that when you just have, you know, a set of clubs don't agree with you, they don't agree with you. It doesn't matter what the hell you do. You can try to, you know, accommodate for it, but it doesn't work like that. With that being said, yeah, we got to figure something out. I mean, we got to figure this shit out, man. It's definitely cost us too many games at this point. This game shouldn't have been a field goal win. We should have been tied. They should have been kicking it to go to an OT, if anything. And then the game would have been different going into that situation. We wouldn't have been down so much. Maybe Marquez could have, you know, went down with the ball instead of running. You never know. Things just would have been different. And that all comes down to special teams. So my solution is going to be the same thing I've been saying all year. You know, as I said, we need an inside linebacker. Look at what we got in Campbell. I did not say to pick up Campbell. I said to pick up Quan Alexander. Anybody who watched that damn game on Thanksgiving, oh, my God, what a catch Quan Alexander did for the interception. Did you guys see that? I don't know if it was a fumble or interception. It didn't really matter because he caught it. So it didn't even really – I don't even know exactly what they called it. But, man, what a hell of a catch. What a hell. Quan Alexander's a beast. With that said, we got Campbell. Great pickup by Goody. I need somebody to do something about this special team situation. This is a disaster. We can definitely bring somebody in. I mean, even from a college level. You can sign somebody from a high school level. I mean, we got to do something about this special teams if we just got to kick a field goal. There's like three parts to that. I know there's a line. Hopefully the line holds up, but we're just going to say there's three parts to that, and it's not working. 6 weeks in a row, you can't figure that out. You got to go. You're not producing anything on kick returns. You're not producing anything on punt returns. Your punter's doing a decent job of just punting the hell out of that ball. What else you want? I mean, I don't think he's doing his job at this point. It's very clear, and this is not working. I like everything he says, but we got to figure something out. And that's the only person that hasn't been replaced besides Mason Crosby. Mason, I think, has been there a lot longer and has his merit. I think we just need to bring somebody else in to take care of this special team situation because it's a disaster. With that being said, back to the Minnesota game. 8 penalties on Green Bay, 3 on Minnesota. That typically tells you the story of the game. It's not the worst. I mean, we didn't get like Cowboy level penalties like they did on Thanksgiving, but 8-3, that's going to, you know, that makes a difference when you're talking about a 3-point game. I did think it was awkward, unnecessary, and pretty much selfish for Jordan Love to kneel the ball before the half. I thought that Rodgers was just, the dude's been a disappointment to me, at least this entire offseason / season, just in his, you know, drama and just the way that he is. He's definitely been exposed for his personality and his true thoughts. And I think it was definitely very exposing by him walking into the back and making Jordan Love come out to take that kneel down before the half. I've never seen that type of just, I've never seen that. It was very interesting to me. He definitely stood in the tunnel and watched and made sure that he didn't get a chance. And then he just took off like, what are you doing? Like it was a disaster. I think that just as a leader, I think that I think that he failed. He definitely failed. Not many people are talking about it. It's very strange to me because that was a huge deal. When I heard that he was in the tunnel and I was like, we're getting the ball back. Like, what's he going to do? And Jordan Love comes out to kneel the ball. I was like, you don't do that to Jordan. Jordan, don't come out just to kneel the ball for the half for your bitch ass. Like, that's crazy, man. That's stupid. That's pathetic. That is pathetic to me, my personal opinion. But it is what it is. Another controversial thing that came up was Rodgers disclosing his injury, putting his foot on camera. I know everybody knows Rodgers loves that spotlight, boy, man, that dude just sitting there in that light, just like, oh, y'all can talk about me. Check it out. Here's my foot. Cause he ain't got fungus toe or whatever fucking Skip Bayless and everybody was saying about COVID toes or whatever the fuck they talking about. Very interesting. I'm sure that, you know, the coaching staff and him talking about his fractured toe and just telling people that. And like Shannon said, if he's a defensive lineman, he's going to step on that toe because he's going to know now. And that's just the way, you know, dog's a dog, man. Donovan Asue, man, you get some one of those guys out there, man, they're trying to step on that fool's face, on his arm and everything. You tell them a toe's hurt, man, they're going to step on your damn toe. Oh, man. Man, 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 what a disaster we have going on this year in Green Bay. The only thing that looks good is our record. I thought, you know, definitely Marquez Valdez-Scantling, MVS, man, big shout out, man. Big game. I know he only had 4 receptions, but he got like 100 and something yards, 120 something, if I remember correctly. He had like 10 targets. They had a lot of misses. They did have some connections, so it made up for it. But otherwise, that would have been a really bad outing for him. Davante Adams showed up. I think he pulled in over 100 yards. A.J. Dillon did decent. I think he got roughly almost 60 yards rushing, which, you know, we would like a little more production out of him, but that's where it was. I mean, that Minnesota front line is beast. That light linebacker core is beast. You got Barr. You got all types of crazy, crazy talent over there. Big shootout. I thought that our secondary was definitely exposed, but our secondary was mostly exposed. I thought it was very clear. I wanted to watch the replay because Preston Smith got 2 sacks. Okay, if Preston Smith got 2 sacks, who's on the other side? I believe it would have been Jonathan Garvin because Rashawn Gary was out. They thought he might be able to play. It looks like he's very possibly going to play this week. No guarantees, but he was a full participant on Friday. He's listed as questionable, but I would bet if, you know, and I am a betting person, I would bet he's going to play because this last week was horrible. And Preston, like I said, 2 sacks. Congratulations, my dude. Preston's back, you know, in the building, man. Preston, glad to see you lighting up them stats. Oh, man. And Rashawn Gary, hopefully he comes back because I really wanted to watch the tape to see what happened on the other side. Jonathan Garvin, looking in the stats even, he didn't get many tackles. I don't know if he played much. There was no other pressure. There was not much pressure coming from that side. I thought Kenny Clark was doing great when I was watching the game. But as far as the opposite side, it was just lacking. And that was the extra 2 seconds, that's where it was exposing the secondary, where typically they wouldn't have had that, and Rashawn Gary would have been all up in their back pocket. And, yeah, that was a huge difference, I thought. That secondary is truly going to be tested with Kenny King being listed as doubtful due to his hip injury. I didn't even see it, you know, over the game. I read something that he gave up a touchdown pass. I didn't even notice it. I'm going to be honest. I really, really wanted to watch it back just so I could watch the whole thing. Because when I'm watching it, I'm just watching as a fan. I do not watch any of these games as, you know, analyticists or any of that, whatever the hell. I think I said it right. I didn't think I would. But I don't watch it as a journalist. I don't watch it as a reporter. I don't watch it as a podcaster. I watch it as a Green Bay fan. I'm drinking. I'm, you know, chilling, I'm jumping up and down, I'm running around through the house, I'm making noise, my neighbors probably hate me, but that's all right, because they were up bumping mariachi music till 3 a.m., so we're even. Oh, man, it goes down, so I don't even watch the game like that. I don't keep notes like I do when I watch the game, and I end up with sheets of notes and just going through and just watching each individual player. I'll watch the same play 6, 7, sometimes 11 times, so I can watch every player on the damn field. Oh, man, it's really unfortunate. I'll figure it out this week. I've definitely been working on it. I have been working on it because I see this little red thing at the bottom of my damn screen, and I'll figure it out. But it's a huge reminder, and it's not going away. I got to fix it. Oh, man, that sucks. We'll bring it back to, we got the Rams. We got the Rams this week. It's not looking good. I'm not going to lie. As a Packer fan, I love the Packers. Go Pack, go. But this is a bad setup. This is a real bad setup. Rams are coming off of a bye. They got to train. They got to see how we just got beat, how we just got exposed. The Rams are coming in with a solid game plan. They're definitely, you know, Sean McVay, I believe he outcoached us when we played against him with Matt LaFleur in the playoffs. And it's going to be a ridiculous game. I believe that we will get beaten. I don't like to say it. Go Pack, go. It really, really hurts. But unfortunately, if I had to bet, and I am a betting man, I'm betting against the Packers. Couldn't even say that with pride. But man, I would have to just because the Rams coming off the bye, they're a lot more healthy than we are. Oh, unfortunately, this comes back to Mr. Elton Jenkins. Elgton Jenkins, man, I feel so bad for you. You, your family, everybody around you. My prayers, best of wishes go out to you and everybody around. Reports of a torn ACL. Man, my bad, man. My heart, I'm gonna clap for you just because I don't want to do a boop, because you deserve so much more, my brother. You deserve it. You're a true warrior on that front offensive line, and I'm really disappointed we're not going to get to see you and Bakhtiari playing side by side. I mean, it's a beautiful thing. You were the greatest replacement up until this point. If we haven't noticed that Bakhtiari's been out, it's because of you, 90% of the time. And it's, man, just beautiful things. All righty. So with that being said, what are Gary V talking about? All right. Man, that was huge. Bakhtiari, we thought he was going to make it in. We were definitely hoping with Elgton Jenkins going out, Bakhtiari's not making it back. He's not going to make it back for this game. This is going to be a huge problem, potentially. Bakhtiari, we thought he was going to make it back. We're really hoping he makes it back because we have a bye week coming off of this game against the Rams. So hopefully he comes back off the bye. Especially with Elgton going out, we definitely need Bakhtiari coming back. I know he's working on the side. He's working his way in slowly. Yosh Niemann, it all comes up to Yosh. We'll see if he can pull it off. Like he has a confidence. He's definitely had a little bit of playing time now. I know I didn't like the first preseason game. I thought his feet were really off. They're going to be tested this week. I believe he has Frank Clark substantially or most of the time. I know they can move him around wherever, but, man, it's going down over there. It is going down. Shit, man. It's going to be a hard week. We got Aaron Donald over there on their side. We're going to have Jalen Ramsey against Davante Adams. That's going to be huge. Aaron Jones, I know he was a partial participant at practice, so he's been listed as questionable. Alan Lazard also listed as questionable. So we might have them too. I don't really want to see Aaron Jones rush back, especially watching him just the tears that he shed. And we were thinking 2 to 3 weeks, and he's back trying to get back in the two. We could definitely get him 4 weeks and give Dylan, you know, a chance. I thought that Franklin did decent last week. I wouldn't mind having Aaron Jones back. We could definitely use him, especially coming out of that backfield. Aaron, you know, AJ Dylan does a great job. But it's a nice 1-2 punch. I don't mind A.J. Dillon getting the one punch, though, just to give him that opportunity again. Man, Rams are hitting. Rams are hitting. A.J. Dillon better get that stamina bar up. They're coming, boy. They're coming. Oh, man. With that being said, folks, I'm not going to drag it on too long. I'm just going to jump into this week's picks. I don't really have nothing to bitch about besides my computer's not working on me like that. I've been waiting to do my podcast for you guys, just over here crunching, and it ain't working, folks. But I have been working on my other podcast a lot, like I've been telling you, Nipple Whiskers podcast. If y'all into poker, jump on over there, check that out. It's going down. Let's jump into Sunday's games. I almost hit my triples on. I did a little 3-thing parlay on my sleeper app. They have a squads thing where you got to pick. I picked Ezekiel Elliott under 76-yard hit. I picked Darren Waller under 70-something yards. Hit that because they both got – I don't even think Darren Waller got injured, actually. And then the third one, I put not Matt Ryan. What's that other guy with the Allen. Allen with the Buffalo. Josh Allen. I bet Josh Allen and I needed 276 yards. He got me 260. So I lost, man. $10 parlay would have made me 50, but I lost that one. Got to admit it. But damn, I was close. I was really close. Let's jump into Sunday's games. New York Jets versus Houston. Houston at -3. We're taking the Jets, baby. We're taking the Jets. There ain't no way in hell I'm betting Houston. No way. We're taking Zach Wilson. He's coming back for the Jets. We're taking Wilson, man. Elijah Moore over there lighting it up. I drafted him in fantasy. I definitely dropped him, and I'm regretting it now. Tampa Bay against Indianapolis Colts. Tampa Bay's -3. We're going to take Tampa. Indy definitely has a chance to win. It wouldn't be a bad money line to take Indy, but I'm taking Tampa Bay. I don't see Tampa Bay stopping that rushing Jonathan Franklin. That ain't his name. Might be. Might be. I don't know. But Indy's running back is over there smashing. Let's see. Philadelphia versus New York Giants. Philadelphia is -3. We're going to take Philadelphia with the -3 just because the Giants have not shown any type of offense. I believe that's a divisional game. I know that's a divisional game, so that could go either way, especially with the Giants being at home. But I would take Philly all day, -3. Carolina, -1 against Miami. That's a real tough game. Miami, I'm sure they're going to have Tua playing. He's been doing okay. Carolina, they'll have Cam Newton playing. Cam Newton, will he get his win? I'm going to bet against Cam Newton just because I know he's got a lot of hype and he's putting up some stats over there. But you got to take Tua in this one. Miami, I'm going with Miami money line. They're +1, so I take Miami money line. Tennessee, even though they're going to have a hard time stopping that second, or the Christian McCaffrey over there. Tennessee versus New England. New England's -2.5. You got to take New England, especially with A.J. Brown being out for Tennessee. No Derrick Henry. Tennessee is pretty much out of weapons over there. I believe Julio is out also for the season possibly. So Tennessee basically has nothing left. That's a huge blow for them. New England's going to walk all over them if I had to guess, especially since they're at home. But I would take them -2.5 even if they were on the road right now. Pittsburgh versus Cincinnati. Cincinnati's -4. Let's take Pittsburgh money line, mostly because I picked up Big Ben for my fantasy league, but on the secondary. Those two teams right there, man, it just reminds me of Burflick and just the way that they be throwing it down over there and just the rumbles. Man, I've always been a Cincinnati fan. If I wasn't a Green Bay fan, I would definitely be a Cincinnati fan. They're definitely my second favorite team. They always sucked. I love to see them do good, so internally I'll be rooting for them. Fantasy wise, I'll be rooting for the Patriots, and if I had to put money on it, I wouldn't even mind taking the Patriots and not the Patriots, the Steelers, Pittsburgh. Yeah, I would like to take, you know, Cincinnati, but I would have to take Pittsburgh. At +4, I got to take Pittsburgh money line. Big Ben, he will come through in some stupid games. Najee Harris, that dude can actually, he can ball. That dude can ball. So we'll see what's going on over there. I would take Pittsburgh with the money line. Atlanta -2 against Jacksonville. Take Atlanta, even though they're in Jacksonville. Atlanta gives up a lot of points, but after what Trevor Lawrence did last weekend, I can't bet on that fool. LA Chargers versus Denver Broncos. So LA Chargers versus Denver Broncos. That's divisional. That's going to be one hell of a game. Chargers -2.5. I think they'll win by easy 9 points. Easy 7. But you got to take the Chargers all day on that one. Minnesota versus San Francisco. San Francisco -2.5. I hate both of these teams. I mean that in my heart. I can't take Minnesota, and I can't really say San Francisco because I hate them that much, especially after that rumble at Pharaoh's House Kingdom, which has been demolished. But you 60 or whatever, how many of the hell San Francisco fans, you already know, man. We got down, boy. This white boy threw down back against the wall to start banging. I'm going to take San Francisco, -2.5. Got to take them. L.A. Rams versus the Green Bay Packers. Green Bay is -1.5. I think that's got to be a mistake. Last I heard was the Rams were favored 1.5. But, yeah, I'd definitely take the Rams, especially if they're +1.5, which I don't believe they would be. But I would take, you know, Rams, especially money line if you could, just because it's going to be hard for Green Bay. And we got out-coached last time we played against them. With that being said, our health is less. We're coming off of a showing where we didn't show up. And I know that there's a stat saying, you know, Aaron Rodgers doesn't lose back-to-back games, but we don't have the health and we're going against a better team. So, it's hard for me to say it. I know I give it to myself. When I deserve it, I deserve it. But man, Joe Barry's been, he's been pulling off some miracles over there besides last weekend. I mean, it's been amazing what this defense is doing. Take nothing away from him. But man, we're going to have our hands full with the Rams over there. Jump over to Cleveland versus Baltimore. Baltimore is -5.5. Ooh. I got to take Baltimore just because I'm betting for him. But that's a lot of points to give up to Cleveland. I believe that's divisional as well. That's going to be a rumble over there. I don't see Cleveland going down by a touchdown, but I'm going to bet Baltimore, and I'm going to say they lose by a touchdown. I don't know why. I believe Cleveland, will, if they do lose, it's going to be by 2-3 points. But we'll see what happens. And then Monday Night Football, we have Seattle versus Washington. Seattle is minus 3.5. I believe that is true with Russell Wilson coming back. And after a couple weeks down and a little recovery time, let's take Seattle minus 3.5. All righty, folks. Once again, I truly apologize. Definitely been having some app issues. I'm going to work on that right now. I had other plans, but I'm definitely going to work on that right now. I'm going to focus on that task at hand. So, love and appreciate each and every one of you guys. Thank you for your patience. Guys, gals, aliens, toasters, whatever the hell you identify as, that ain't up to me. I mean that as appreciate you folks. That's what I meant. Subscribe where you get your podcasts. Hit me on social media. Definitely will work on it to, you know, keep hitting you twice a week. That's what y'all deserve, at least, minimum. And hit me with suggestions. Hit me with, you know, your love, support, your hate. I could take it all. I'm not worried about it. I've been a little white boy in the ghetto, one of the few, so it's a part of the life, man. Definitely love you, and I'll catch you out later. Go Pack, go.
You have been listening to the Particularly Packers podcast. Please follow us on social media, and please subscribe wherever you get your podcast. Thank you for listening, and as always, Go Pack, go.